So if we were really at CPS, we would do a physical activity break right now to get your blood going. So if you want to stand up during my presentation, please feel free to and get a little breather in. Get a little stretch in. All right, there we go. Love doing those physical activity breaks with our students. So I wanted to first recognize my colleague Jamie Tilley, who is in the audience and is going to make me look really good with this presentation. She's really our leader on the Learn Well efforts, so after the session, if you want to talk to us both, she should definitely be included in those conversations. So thanks, Jamie. Here is our disclaimer statement, and we wanted to thank the CDC for funding us through the CTG program. I'm going to focus on the strategic direction of healthy eating and active living today. And these are our objectives. So my position sits within the Office of Student Health and Wellness at Chicago Public Schools, and really the work of our office is being branded as Healthy CPS. So we're trying to ignite a mission statement that removes health-related barriers to learning such that all CPS students may succeed in college, career, and life, and our vision is to create a national benchmark with our Healthy CPS efforts. This is the Division of Labor in our office. We have two departments. One is our Student Health Department, which really focuses on our school-based health centers, vision and hearing screenings, the dental work, our mobile health providers, and an STI HIV prevention project. They also work on policy implementation. And I sit within the Student Wellness Department, where we are working on Learn Well, which encompasses many things, including recess, nutrition education, school food environments, and I'll talk a lot about Learn Well in a minute. And we also work on physical education as another major focus of our department. And we work with several food and fitness partners to kind of match our schools with obtaining services on nutrition education, physical activity, and those types of supports. So as I said, our two major focus areas in the Student Wellness Department is Learn Well and physical education. And we really work with conduits within our schools called Wellness Champions. You'll see in a slide later, we have right now 450 out of our almost 700 schools who have nominated Wellness Champions, so yay for that, that we are working closely with providing these mainly PE teachers, physical education teachers, but also some other, you know, health educators in the schools, counselors, other folks that generally work on health and wellness-related activities in the school who are also nominated as wellness champions by their principals. So we work with these folks to provide them support through training, professional development opportunities, as I said. We have staff that actually go out and provide one-on-one technical assistance to our schools. We have two primary specialists, one who focuses mainly on elementary school supports and another who focuses on high school supports. And that really drives our work of our office. We are the third largest school district in the nation, 403,000 students. Unfortunately, half of our students are overweight or obese. Not very good statistics. And about 90% of our families are low income. So we are a pretty impoverished school district and one facing many health disparities. So in order to address some of these nasty numbers that I just showed, in 2006, CPS did adopt a wellness policy. It wasn't very strong in that there wasn't a lot of accountability for the schools to align with wellness efforts, and that was mainly due to the fact that we as an office were not established yet. So there was no one in central office to kind of help the schools become Learn Well schools or become, you know, do wellness activities within their schools. In 2010, the USDA launched the Healthier U.S. School Challenge, and in May 2011, through efforts with, with the Communities Putting Prevention to Work initiative, which was funded through the Health Department in Chicago, they were able to support a health and wellness promotion team at CPS, which was the start of our Student Wellness Department and eventually Office of Student Health and Wellness. In October 2011, this was a very key point in CPS, is that we were able, as a team, the Health and Wellness Promotion Team was able to put on the public CPS progress reports a little green apple if these schools were Healthier U.S. School Challenge certified or not. And that really got principals' attention. They did not want their report to not have a green apple, or they don't want the red apple, they want the green apple, to make sure that everyone knows that they're a green apple school. It's very popular. So that really was a good driver to get principals on board with wellness efforts and to make sure that they were paying attention and prioritizing wellness as a form to have greater academic success. And then a lot happened between 2012 and 2013. So in the fall of 2012, CPS passed organizational policies, two policies. One was our wellness policy, and the other was our healthy snack and beverage policy. Once those policies were passed, prior to those policies being passed, the Office of Student Health and Wellness was created in early 2012. We have a chief health officer who dually reports to the CDPH, the Department of Public Health, and to CPS. So it's a unique relationship, and that she leads our office and also reports to the health department, so we have a direct tie to work with intergovernmental relations. After we were launched as an office later that year in the fall, we passed the wellness policies. At about the same time, we received the CDC transformation grant, and that really kind of launched our efforts to brand, communicate, and implement LearnWell throughout the school district. LearnWell is what we're calling our wellness policies, because it's not very sexy to say align with the policies. We want you to be a LearnWell school. Excuse me. As I said, we passed the two wellness policies in the fall of 2012. The local school wellness policy really focuses on requiring schools to have wellness champions, wellness teams, and to create a reporting structure. So there's local school councils in every school through CPS, so those wellness teams need to report on a quarterly basis to those local school councils. So you have a little bit of a feedback loop within those local school environments. In addition, it puts some requirements and recommendations around physical education, physical activity, and recess in order to try to get to that 60 minutes a day that we're all trying to achieve among those among the young children in the schools, and also require nutrition education in every grade for elementary schools, in two grades in middle school, and two courses required for graduation for high school. In addition, we passed a healthy snack and beverage policy known as the cupcake policy, if you were in Chicago, or also known as the competitive foods policy. So yes, it did put some restrictions around having cupcakes for our birthdays all day long. We don't want that anymore. You can do lots of really fun, creative things with children that do not involve food or unhealthy food for celebrations, for rewards, and for fundraising. In addition, it also established really strong nutrition criteria for competitive foods in the schools. So what is LearnWell? LearnWell is an initiative to support schools in aligning with our CPS wellness policies to promote improved health and academic performance of all students, as well as healthier school environments. We have 11 criteria underneath LearnWell, which really encompasses our wellness and healthy snack and beverage policies. The first is called LeadWell. So that's really talking to schools about getting that wellness champion on board, convening a wellness team, and making sure they meet quarterly. EatWell is that nutrition education component that I was talking about. Sorry, I got a little bit of cough right now. Oh, thank you. DineWell is really focusing on providing healthy food and drink options throughout the school day. How many of you knew that CPS has really strong nutritional standards for our school food? Yay, a couple of you. So yes, we are leading efforts in that way. MoveWell is really to get physical education to maximize MVPA, or moderate to vigorous physical activity. We also want schools to try and schedule 30 minutes of daily PE every day. So we are working currently on a PE policy that will reinforce this, also an organizational policy at CPS that will hopefully be passed this month at our board meeting. So really excited for that. In addition, we have PlayWell, which is just something that was instituted a year prior to this. The longer school day also had elementary schools add recess to their schedules. So it's just making sure that they're following that and implementing that 20 minutes of recess, hopefully before lunch, because that helps improve participation at lunch. In addition, we have Focus Well, which is integrating 10 minutes of physical activity breaks throughout the school day. Doesn't have to always be in the classroom, can be skipping or walking to the bathroom or water fountain or wherever you got to do. Celebrate and fundraise well. We're really focused, again, on those healthy celebrations and also having fundraisers that don't use food or unhealthy food. These have been tough ones for our schools to implement. So what we're asking from schools is that they make a plan that works for them. You don't have to eliminate it completely. Maybe have one pizza party instead of five throughout the school year. That's okay with us. It's just, you know, making sure that they submit that plan that works with their school. Maybe you only sell one candy bar fundraiser, and that's it. But really just having them, you know, focus on healthy celebrations and healthy fundraising to the best that they can. Reward well. We mandated in our policy that, you know, teachers do not reinforce good behavior with unhealthy snacks, and that they don't take away food as, you know, for bad behavior. In addition, that we don't want them to take away physical activity. Many times, teachers will take away recess, the child's misbehaving, and most often that child really needs recess to get that energy out. We also have two other components, Engage Well, which is really making sure that our schools are engaging with parents, with students, especially at the older grade high school level, and working with our partners when they need those partners to come in and do nutrition education or to offer that 10 minutes of physical activity. And Start Well is our initiative, which we're aligning with our early childhood department at CPS to make sure that our early childhood programs are also aligning with Learn Well and the wellness policies. This is our process for this school year. We are really diving in and saying to all of our schools, all 650 of them, you know, become Learn Well by the end of this school year. We really want schools to hit that mark. We know not all of them are going to get there, but we're trying. This main focus for the fall was really to get them to, again, nominate their wellness champions, get those wellness teams going, make sure that they complete our Healthy CPS survey, which is our school-level survey, and it really assesses how they're aligning with the policies. Make sure that they apply for a Learn Well grant. We do have a small amount of money that we're funneling back to the schools to help implement some of these efforts. In January, we want them to submit those healthy celebration and fundraising plans to us so that we can say that they've met those criteria of the policy. And then in April, May, we want to make sure that they're going to apply for the Healthier U.S. School Challenge if they haven't already so that they can get that green apple on their progress report. To date, we're doing pretty good on the wellness champion side. 454 have been nominated, so we're almost at 90% of our district, which is really great. Amazing that we've gotten that many. We've had over 100 schools represented at our Fall Learn Well workshops, which was a requirement for them to attend to be able to apply for the Learn Well grants that we have. In addition, we've talked to every principal and assistant principal in the district. Everyone. Jamie mainly did all the talking to them over the summer about Learn Well, and we wanted to make sure that we really got the word out about this to everybody. We have 140 schools that we are working with through our Healthy CPS dollars, through the CTG grant, intensively, again, those specialists that I mentioned, working with those schools one-on-one to make sure that they can become Learn Well. And to date, we have 111 schools who are Healthier U.S. School Challenge certified, which means they have a green apple on their progress report. We have 30 schools who are implementing our 30-20-10 pilot, which is 30 minutes of daily PE, 20 minutes of daily recess, and 10 minutes of that classroom physical activity. And 6 high schools who are also implementing daily PE offering for the whole high school, because at the end of this year, in June, that waiver, which CPS currently has, which says that our high schools can opt out in grades 11 and 12 for offering daily PE, will expire. So we're kind of gearing up in our PE policy, again, an organizational policy that CPS is working on, to align high schools with meeting that 60 minutes of daily physical education throughout the year. We have 25 schools implementing our nutrition education pilot. And this is really our reach of our schools. I don't know if you can see the little red dots. But we are hitting those high BMI areas, which are around 40 to 50% in those dark and blue communities. These are the community areas of Chicago. And where we're not hitting any schools, I think it's like this one right here, we believe that's probably an industrial area, and there are no schools there. So hopefully that's what's going on. Our key lessons learned are just to, again, make sure that we have those wellness champions. You have to have school-level support to get this going and get this off the ground. Success stories, Sean mentioned in her intro. We are gathering success stories from the schools as well on our end and posting it on our LearnWell website. And then we're going to hopefully funnel some of those to provide to some national success story websites as well. The bottom-up and top-down approach. So while we have passed the policy at the district level, it's making sure that the schools can then, you know, implement the plans, implement their procedures that need to happen to have that bottom-up, top-down approach, and to make sure the communication is consistent between district to our network chiefs, down to our schools, and all the way back up. We have provided many resources. If you go to learnwellcps.org, that is our website on this initiative. You can take a look at the toolkit, which Miss Jamie Tully designed and implemented. It's beautiful. And it's all layered out into the different criteria. So, you know, if a busy professional at the school doesn't want to go to the PE section because they're already meeting that, they can go right to FocusWell and just do their 10 minutes. How do I do this? I'll pull these tools and strategies down and implement them in my school. We want to develop key relationships. Our school wellness specialists are so important to the work of our efforts to make sure that we have that one-on-one time with each of our schools because, I mean, we are seen as central office and people from downtown. And we don't want to be that way in the school. We want schools to know that we're a resource for them, that our office is a resource, and that we can help them implement these policies. And we want to make sure that we create a culture of buy-in and support among the principals, which I think the progress report indicator has kind of helped, but we don't want it to be a hammer. We kind of want it to be a carrot. And, again, ensuring that clear communication, so making sure that we continue to provide presentations on LearnWell throughout the district to key staff, including, you know, school nurses, school social workers, and so on. That's it.